survey, most believe there should be an age limit to run for president. By Hannah Blow on September 15, 2023. Most believe there should be an age limit to run for president, a Quinnipiac poll released Tuesday found. Overall, 62% of respondents said they would support a maximum age limit for candidate to be eligible to run for president, compared to 33% who oppose. Notably, there is a consensus across party lines as 58% of Republicans, 61% of Democrats, and 67% of independents would support a maximum age limit. Of those who believe there should be an age limit, 30% said it should be 70 years old, followed by 19% who said 75, 6% who said 80, and 2% who said 85. For greater perspective, former President Donald Trump is 77 years old, and President Biden is 80. Similarly, the survey found 66% supporting a maximum age limit for those running for the House or Senate. And once again, there is a consensus across party lines. More via Quinnipiac. Voters 68-28% think that Joe Biden is too old to effectively serve another four-year term as president. Compared to Quinnipiac University's May 24, 2023 poll when voters 65-32% said that he was too old. Voters 63-34% think that Donald Trump is not too old to effectively serve another four-year term as president. Compared to May when voters 59-36% said that Trump was not too old. The survey coincides with a survey from The Economist/YouGov, which found most agreeing that there should be a maximum age to be president or serve in Congress. It also comes as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, 81, refuses to step down despite his apparent health issues, namely, inexplicably freezing up at press conferences. Watch, Mitch McConnell freezes mid-speech, led away from podium. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, also recently announced her re-election bid, prompting many to point to her age, which is 83. Watch, Pelosi, I'm running again to make sure our flag is still there.